And today we have with us Lane Jorgis, the Interim Executive Director for the Mental Health Addiction and Recovery Services, also known as MHARS, in Lorain County, and here to talk about the COVID care team. Elaine, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. So this is kind of this COVID care team. I guess this is, as the release says, COVID care teams are dispatching across the state. Tell us a little bit of who they are and what do they do when they get here.
So our State Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services received a federal grant from FEMA. And so if you think about FEMA, usually comes into communities when there's a disaster or a very unique situation. And if you think about COVID over this last year, you know, we've been in a pandemic and it just stressors have just been mounting due to the virus or illness or people losing a loved one or the isolation. You know, and then in the summer and back to school happened and it's new and unique, stressful for families. You know, someone may have lost a job. So our State Department, we funded a grant through our board for COVID care team. And it's through the crisis counseling program. And these are called crisis counselors, but these are really outreach workers from social service agencies. And our two agencies are the Elyria YWCA and El Centro de Servicios Sociales. So we've got a cadre of about six people who are able to connect with any resident in our county who is just going through some tough times now due to COVID. These folks will just, you know, ask them what's going on, kind of identify through a series of a very, you know, high-level questions, you know, what's going on? Are you having any emotional, physical, how are you coping, you know, questions? And then their role is to help the person get to where they need to be and support them along the way.
Now, are these people that are coming to the agency or to you for this, or are you seeking them out in some way?
So our COVID care counselors are really reaching out. You know, they started, again, these two agencies have a group of individuals they work with anyway. So that's kind of where they're starting. But we're really promoting it that any Lorain County resident can reach out and have a COVID care counselor contact them. These counselors are equipped with computers so they could, you know, safely connect through technology. Or if they need to meet our counselors, you know, our counselors are masked. They have masks and safe ways to meet someone. It could be, you know, they can meet them at a coffee shop. They could meet them, you know, safely at their home or at a church. So right now we're really trying to outreach and let Lorain County residents know this team's available for them.
Elaine, is this designed for grown-ups or can kids or tweens and teens be part of this?
Actually, everybody, families, you know, we're asking for families. So if, you know, if your teen, you know, is struggling, I'd ask the parent to reach out to this team. You know, again, anyone could make the call. We've got a really diverse group of counselors, so they'll meet whoever, you know, where they're at with the, you know, stresses that are going on today.
When did you realize this was going to be a real stressful year for people that you, because you work in the mental health field, so you kind of understand what triggers there might be. Most of us maybe don't think of them as triggers until suddenly we realize there's too much panic or anxiety in our life. What was the flow like for you this past year, knowing that there's really a need for something like this?
Well, you know, when COVID really came into our nation back in, you know, early spring last year, we were starting to do some research, you know, and there's been research that when there are significant events, like when 9/11 happened in New York or when Katrina happened, the data shows that behavioral health issues, stress, coping, you know, with drinking too much or other mental health issues come usually about 6 months following the wave of the crisis. And so we were preparing our system, you know, and fortunately that was about the time when this application came out for this COVID care team that, you know, we saw that, you know, usually a disaster happens and then we move along. We're still in the middle of this pandemic. So we know there's going to be some lingering impacts behaviorally for us in ways that we weren't, you know, wouldn't have faced years ago. So we're ready and, you know, we're probably going to be in this a while. You know, again, the behavioral health impacts, and we want to make sure that everybody knows we do have services available in our community and really just reach out for your loved one to get help.
On a separate level, it's almost like the people who were coming up being unable to get food and the food bank was serving a lot of people who had never seen them before. Same thing happening probably in the mental health field or people reaching out and realize, hey, I could use some of this help.
Absolutely. Oftentimes, you don't know that you need a service until it hits you right there in your own family. And so this group of counselors, again, they're really not clinical counselors, they're outreach workers. That's just the federal term for them. So these are just people to reach out to, and they'll help anybody navigate. You know, I mean, if you know, just if your day's just not the way it used to be, reach out to a COVID care counselor.
How do they go about doing that?
Well, a couple ways. They can go to our website, mharslc.org, COVID care. We've got a whole page. Or you can call either one of our care counselor teams, 440-240-7025 or 440-322-6308 and just ask to be connected to a COVID care counselor.
And do they start the process as far as asking questions, or you just say, here's why I called? I mean, sometimes I wonder what that initial icebreaking is like.
Yeah, they'll just like kind of, you know, hello, how are you? What's going on? They do have a list of, you know, questions they'll ask, you know, like, you know, are you calling for yourself or a family member? What's going on? You know, how is this, you know, how is your day? And so they'll ask a few questions, you know, kind of guided. And then they'll kind of work with some ideas and solutions. You know, we had an elderly woman, you know, 75-year-old that could not navigate her unemployment benefits. So our COVID care team stayed on it to help this person go through the technology to file. There was another person who really needed food. So the COVID care counselor connected them with a church and got them food. So it could be the simple things, or it could be all the way to referring them for services, physical health, you know, their mental health, or just to talk to a counselor.
So sometimes it's just sort of evolving or removing a roadblock to allow them to feel less stress, less anxiety. And the other part may be also dealing with some other kind of treatment or issues they may have had in the past that are resurfacing because of this pandemic.
Yes, and that's why we strategically went to these social service agencies, because they know the resources in this community. So we didn't have to create any programs. We just needed to build the bridge for people who need help.
Absolutely. And, of course, now that the state is sort of putting this out there, you're able to get the grants, it's able to be funded a little better, and more can get help because of it. Elaine, we appreciate your time this morning. It's good that you're out there and people can reach out and get some help. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Good talking to you. Have a good day.
Thanks. Elaine Georgios joining us, the Interim Executive Director for MHARS, the Mental Health Addiction and Recovery Services Board of Lorain County, as the COVID care teams, I like the way they're dispatching across the state to help neighborhoods recover from the social and emotional health challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic.